From the Palatial yet not overly ostentatious studios of the Infinity Sports Network here in beautiful New York City, sitting on top of the 10th floor of 345 Hudson Street. Welcome on in to what is a Wednesday edition of the Zach Gelb Show across all great local Infinity Sports Network affiliates, Sirius XM Channel 375, the free Odyssey app, and as always, streaming on YouTube. 888-710-4ISN is the number to jump on in, 888-710-4476. You could always get at me on Instagram where I'm Straight Flexin', or via the good old cesspool of Twitter, at Zach Gelb. That's Z-A-C-H-G-E-L-B. Ryan Hickey, he's going to be joining us coming up 40 minutes from now. Hot take Hickey. And there's a little buzz brewing in the studio today. Stuart Kovacs is here. Alex Azarim is here as well. But a lot of people are debating in the newsroom, who has the better hair? Is it Azarim with his fade, or if it's Hickey with his fade? So I think there could be some fighting words between Azarim and Hickey coming up 40 minutes from now. There's probably some old curmudgeon out there. I tuned into the radio show tonight to hear sports talk. You know, what are you? Bunch of like 70-year-old woman talking about hair? You know, I'm sure someone's saying that right now as they're just yelling into the clouds. Anyway, let's start off the show with this. The tush push lives on for now. So the NFL had a vote today to ban the tush push. They did not get the 24 votes that were required to get it. They only ended up getting, I think it was 22 votes, and then there were 10 teams, because that gets the 32. Look at that quick math. That voted in favor of keeping the tush push. Those teams were on the nice list that said, okay, we're going to keep the tush push because I'm in favor of keeping the tush push. The Baltimore Ravens, my New England Patriots, the Detroit Lions, the Jacksonville Jaguars, the New York Jets, the Tennessee Titans, the Miami Dolphins, the New Orleans Saints, the Cleveland Browns, and the Philadelphia Eagles. Two things stand out to me about this. Every single team in the NFC East outside of the Philadelphia Eagles voted to ban the tush push. And also, three teams in the AFC East, remember, this was proposed by the Green Bay Packers, but then one of the most vocal coaches about banning the tush push was Sean McDermott. You had three teams in the AFC East, and the Patriots, the Jets, and the Dolphins all say, hey, we're going to keep the tush push. So those are some things that stand out to me. Here's my question, though. And Stu, I don't know where you lie on this one, so let me just ask it to you first, and then I'll give you my problems with people that want to ban the tush push. Were you in favor of keeping the tush push, or did you think it needed to be banned? Where were you at on it?
I was in favor of keeping it. Okay. I think it should be allowed. I think it's a fair football play. People are just mad that they can't stop it.
So here's the thing that I put out today on social media, and I just asked this. I said, why is there a legitimate case to be made in banning the tush push? Because so far, I haven't heard one thing, and I can't see everything, but I haven't heard one valid reason where I'm like, okay, I could understand and I could see what people are saying. So I put that out on social media. I haven't heard one good argument today about why the tush push should be banned. And I said, this isn't rugby, isn't a good argument. What about player safety? Well, no one has got hurt on it. The reality is the Eagles run it to perfection, and people just want to try and weaken a champion. And that's how I legitimately feel. People saying, oh, this isn't rugby. Okay, it's a football play that has worked, and it's a football play that has worked to perfection for one team, because the Buffalo Bills tried it. The Buffalo Bills tried it a lot, remember, in their AFC Championship game up against the Kansas City Chiefs, and they couldn't execute it. It actually, those fourth and short, third and short situations were a big reason why the Buffalo Bills didn't defeat the Kansas City Chiefs. So you can't act as if, oh, it's this play that's just automatic and, oh, it's this play that's just so easy, because it's only automatic for one team. And the idea of, oh, it's not rugby, this is the NFL. Well, how many rules are there that really take the pure spirit of the NFL away? Where you're not allowed to like hit people a certain way anymore. No one knows how to hit a quarterback. No one knows how to guard a wide receiver. No one knows what a catch is. So you make all these rule changes, right, that go against what football is, but now people are like, oh, this isn't a football play. So that's where I think that one argument is just baloney. And then the second part, I just think it's so obvious. And my team kind of lived this fight for 20 years, where when you're so much better than everybody else, and people get annoyed when you're successful at things, that people complain about things that you do. Like the Baltimore Ravens whine like a bunch of babies when in a playoff game, Bill Belichick tinkered with the formations, right? You had the Indianapolis Colts in the early 2000s with that whining organization and a bunch of babies of that organization. And Bill Polian at the time, ooh, the Patriots, ooh, Ty Law, ooh, Rodney Harrison, they're too aggressive, right? And then Teddy Bruschi had that quote, like, you could change the rules, doesn't matter where we play, we're going to beat you. And Bruschi had that great rant. What the truth of this situation is, you know, give me a terrible team, the Cleveland Browns. If the Cleveland Browns, let's say, ran the tush-push to perfection like the Philadelphia Eagles, and let's say the Eagles never ran the tush-push in their life, are we sitting there, are we having teams sitting and complaining about the tush-push? Because the Cleveland Browns, right, let's say were the team that were running it at a high success rate? Absolutely not. The reason why people freak out and lose their mind, and you have people like the Green Bay Packers hide behind not really having traditional owners, or Sean McDermott just sound like a buffoon when he talks about this, is because they want to try to take away from the Eagles. The Eagles have a play. The Eagles run it perfectly. And not everyone runs it the way that they can. And now all of a sudden you want to take away from a champion. And you want to try to make it more difficult for a champion to go execute and go back and go win another championship. And let's be real. Even if the Eagles lost this tush-push thing, and I don't think this is going anywhere. You know, they only got to keep it by 2 votes. If there was 2 more votes in favor of banning the tush-push, goodbye to the tush-push. So this actually could be the farewell tour for the tush-push, because it wouldn't shock me if this time next year, if you get 2 more teams to jump on your side, and then you're like, okay, we're going to get rid of the tush-push. And the rotten part about this is, like, a team like the Buffalo Bills, they're going to root for an injury now on this play to be like, see, I told you so. Even though the data perfectly suggests that there has not been 1 injury to occur on any time the tush-push has been run in the last few years in the NFL. So I have yet to hear a good argument on why the tush-push should be banned. And the only one that kind of actually did a decent job, so Heath Cummings saw my tweet. He does a good job, fantasy football for CBS Sports. He works for CBS Sports. And he said, I think the best argument is referenced in a recent John Breach article, who covers the NFL for CBS Sports. The best argument is the play was illegal for 85 years. When we changed the rules in 2005, we made a mistake. So here's the article. Since the NFL's inception in 1920 through 2005, the league had a rule in place that banned players from pushing or pulling a runner in any direction. And that's essentially what his new proposal calls for. The rule specifically states that no teammate can push or pull a runner in any direction at any time or lift him to his feet. Teammates can no longer assist the runner except by individually blocking opponents for him. So that's, I guess, the best argument that I've heard, that from 1920 to 2005, right, like, you couldn't push a running back. Remember the Bush push? Obviously, sorry, Stu, I know that brings up some memories for you with USC and Notre Dame, but you weren't allowed to do that right in the NFL, where a running back is, let's say, going, and then the whole offensive line can line up behind him and push him, or in this case, Jalen Hurts could be up under center, and then Jalen Hurts, right, could do a QB sneak and then get the push from people standing behind him. Here's the other thing, too. I think this gets overblown. And I don't know if you thought about this, Stu, and then I'll follow back to what Heath and John were writing about. Even if they ban the tush push, wouldn't the Eagles still be very successful at QB sneaks? Because, like, yeah, a lot of times Jalen Hurts, right, he runs a QB sneak and he gets positive yards on it, and then he gets extra yards. Or you're already right there at the goal line, and it's so tough to see anyway, so everyone's just pushing to make sure that you get in. So don't you think the Eagles still would be able to run the QB sneak to an effective rate if they weren't allowed to get the push from behind, right? Wouldn't you say that?
I would, because they have Hurts, who is a run-first quarterback. Yeah. It's not some, like, pocket passer that doesn't run a lot. And they have an offensive line. They've always had an offensive line the past few years. That's a great offensive line that would get that push anyways.
Yeah, and just because, and this is why I think the argument is faulty. So if you didn't like the rule change, you didn't like the rule change. But I don't think in 2006 people were like, man, from 1920 to 2005, they really got it right. Now they're just using that, oh, well, that's what it was back from 1920 to 2005, so we should have never changed it to begin with. If you had that energy when the rule was changed, fine, I take it valid. Now, do I think that argument, to get to your point, to make an excuse and a reason why this should be banned, do I think that's fair? Quite frankly, I really don't. unless if you had that same energy back when the rule was changed back in 2005. And do I think it's a bad thing if, let's say, you run a screen pass and you're a yard short and the linemen start pushing? Like, no one has a problem with that. And you end up getting a first down. Now, eventually, the refs have to step in and have to blow the whistle, and you have forward progress, right? And it gets stopped short. You can't just push for 100 yards down the field, right, until you get into the end zone. Eventually, there has to be some cutoff. But I know that this new rule proposal that failed today would have outlawed that. I have no issue with that as well. So I'm, like, serious. I'm just asking, right? I asked something yesterday if anyone wanted to call up and disagree. And just I want to hear your opinion at 888-710-4ISN. 888-710-4476. If you are just totally against the tush push, right? Like, I had I saw a Cowboy fan today who works in the media. All right. Diana Rossini had something out there. Oh, the momentum's gaining to ban the tush push. And, right, there's momentum gaining. He had 22 votes. And I saw a Cowboy fan tweet it, finally! And I wanted to write back to that Cowboy fan. Well, why do you want it banned? And if you're being honest, it's because you want to take something away from the Philadelphia Eagles. And I don't think even if you did ban this, which now it's not for now, and I do think this will be the final year and they'll find a way to get two more teams and they'll ban it next year. Do you think the Eagles now all of a sudden aren't going to be able to be a good football team? Like, you still have Jalen Hurts. You still got A.J. Brown. You still got Devontae Smith. You still got Saquon Barkley. Saquon Barkley. You still got Dallas Goedert. You still got Lane Johnson. You still got Jordan Mailata. You still got Cam Jurgens. You still got Landon Dickerson. Right? So you go through that team, still a pretty kick-ass team to me. So I have not really heard a legitimate good argument, and you got 22 teams that are just jumping in to ban something, and basically they're hiding behind the Green Bay Packers. And I do believe that this is Goodell who is really behind this, because Goodell doesn't want the tush push. And I find it just interesting how the Green Bay Packers like don't have a traditional owner. And the Packers are the one to write this proposal. And also, I think it's extremely lame that the Packers were the one to really push this proposal and it failed, because you lost to the Eagles twice last year. I don't know. You lose to them once, all right, you want to write it fine. You lost to them twice, and you're that besides yourself that now you're going to do the league's dirty work, and it makes you look like a bunch of sore losers because you lost to them twice. You know, if this was the Cincinnati Bengals pushing this, I would still disagree with it. I would still object to it, but I'd at least be able to live with the proposal, because this proposal is just coming from the Packers, who aren't a whiny organization, but they're acting like a whiny organization here. And I'll tell you, anytime I've heard someone open their mouth about this, all I hear is, oh, well, it's not a football play. And, oh, it's not safe. Well, no one's ever been hurt from it. So how can you tell me it's unsafe? And let's be real, the NFL isn't a safe game. The NFL is a lethal game. So you're fine with other things happening, but a lineman, God forbid, gets behind a quarterback and pushes the pile to get an extra yard. Oh, bloody murder. That's the end of the world. So I'm glad for now that the tush push is staying. I'm not optimistic that it will be around that much longer, and I do get the feeling that this will be it for the tush push this year. And then the NFL, they always find a way to get their way, and they'll probably get their way this time next year. I did see that now you could onside kick at any point in the game, just as long as you declare it and you're down. So I guess that is something that I'm fine with. I hate the new kickoff rule too. And that's another thing. Oh, the NFL, we got rid of the kickoff because, oh, we care so much about player safety. And then, oh, well, we're now getting no return, so we have to change this kickoff and do this hybrid kickoff. And I would just go back to doing kickoffs how they always were. And it's funny to me, from college to the NFL, the differences, and I know the games are now similar, but in college, right, the biggest difference is you only need 1 foot down to get a catch. In the NFL, it needs to be two. I also find it interesting how in college, no one bitches and complains about the kickoff in college. But in the NFL, oh, it's the end of the world. So I would just go back to the kickoff how it always was done, and I've been consistent with that, and I always like the surprise element of the onside kick. But at least you're going to be able to just declare an onside kick whenever you want now instead of just a fourth quarter, but you have to be trailing. And then the Lions, they did withdraw their playoff format change, which it would be, yes, if you still win a division championship, you're in the postseason, but then the seeding would just be whoever has the most wins. So that did not pass because the Lions did pull it off the table. So those are the latest with the rule changes, but what about the tush push? 22 teams voted to ban it. You needed 24. So if you're one of those 22 teams, you lost for now. Are you in favor of the tush push, or do you want to see it go away? 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. 44-76. And if you do want to see it go away, why? Because if you're being honest, the real reason why you want to see it go away is because you're jealous of the Eagles. It drives you crazy that they run this play to perfection. The idea that it's not a football play or the idea that it's unsafe, those things just aren't true. So if you want to call in and you want to give me a legitimate reason why you don't want the tush push, okay, I'll be willing to listen. But I'm going to call cap on you because I know why you don't want the tush push. You don't want the tush push because the Eagles are the best team in the NFL right now. The Eagles have an elite roster, and they run a play that for some reason the other 31 teams can't run to perfection, and you're trying to weaken a champion. Just be honest. And if you're a Cowboy fan or you're, you know, a Commanders fan or a Giant fan or a Packer fan, whoever, and you want it away, don't give me this nonsense of, oh, it's a rugby play, or oh, it's unsafe, like what Sean McDermott said. Don't say that. Just say the Eagles right now are the best team in the NFL, they're defending Super Bowl champions, and you want to weaken a champion. That's what you want to do. All this other stuff, it's a waste of time. And quite frankly, if you're trying to push a different narrative, you're just sitting on a throne full of lies. All righty, Zach Gelb Show, Infinity Sports Network. We'll talk some hoops next. Yeah, that's right. It is Zach Gelb Show on the Infinity Sports Network. Stu, I need you to kind of clear something up for me. Because when I don't understand something, I usually go to Stu, and then Stu's able to enlighten me and give me some good explanation here. So Jason Kelce walked into this meeting today, unannounced, right, just showed up, and he wanted to save the tush push. And I guess he moved enough owners because they did not get the 24 votes, but they did get they got 22 votes. So they weren't that far off. So WIP put out this graphic where it was the Ravens, the Jaguars, the Dolphins, the Patriots, the Jets, the Saints, the Lions, the Titans, the Browns, and obviously the Eagles. They all voted to keep the tush push. Jed York, who is the owner of the San Francisco 49ers, he tweeted out, ton of respect for Jason Kelce, definitely owe you a bourbon or two. Now, the Niners weren't on that list, and I searched the Niners and tush push, and it comes up that they did vote to ban the tush push reportedly. So unless if that information is just wrong, why would Jed York go to social media to say, ton of respect for Jason Kelce, definitely owe you a bourbon or two? Can you try to explain this to me?
No, that's a good question. Maybe he just like respected what he did, even though he didn't ultimately agree with the point that Kelce was trying to make. That's the only thing I could think of. But otherwise, either the reporting's wrong or that doesn't make any sense.
I would imagine that maybe Jed York is just one of those rare people that he actually encourages debate and he respects both sides of the debate. And even in win or loss, he will be someone that will be a good sport about it and at least appreciates, even though his organization elected to vote down the tush push and say goodbye to the tush push and it didn't get successful, maybe that he just respected what Jason Kelce did in the meeting. Or maybe John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan just hate the tush push so much that they were against the tush push. Maybe Jed York is like, you know what, I actually think I like the tush push. Maybe that could be it. I did see, by the way, because you know on this show, we love offensive linemen, right? Like when you think of this show on the Infinity Sports Network, like you think of Maggie and Perloff, you think of show bets, right? Would you say that's fair?
Yeah, that's fair.
Like show bets and fun.
Yes.
You think of Bill Ryder, you think basketball, right?
Yes.
You think Rich Eisen, you think NFL, correct?
Yep.
We'll skip past our show. JR, what's the first thing you think of with JR? I think YouTube sensation. Because that's how really JR, you know, found his way into this media landscape. He just started on YouTube. When I think of Bart Winkler, I think of cheese curds. Right, I think of Spotted Cow. I think of Milwaukee. I think of the Bucks. When you think of Pat Boyle, you think of Philadelphia.
I was just going to say
he is Mr. Philadelphia. Philadelphia freedom, Pat Boyle. Hated Philadelphia for all those years. Started dating a gal from Philly. And now all of a sudden, Pat Boyle loves Philadelphia. Now, Pat Boyle, I think of like a lot of sexual jokes, if I'm being honest. You know, always maybe like just getting right to the line and not crossing the line, sometimes crossing the line. I wonder how many times Pete the Body Bilotti's had to dump him so far. I'm just curious. But all kidding aside, when you think of our show, I think you think of two things. Fat offensive linemen and then buffalo wings with blue cheese. You know, if I were to pass away tomorrow, I would want people to remember my sports talk radio legacy as this. A lover of fat offensive linemen, and then a lover of blue cheese and wings. And then if you want to say a bunch of other things about me and nice things, okay, go ahead. But a friend of the show, Deion Dawkins, he came up with this idea of protector of the year. We may not have all the fancy stats or end up on a highlight reel every week, but without us, there's no rushing titles, passing titles, or touchdowns. That's what Deion Dawkins was saying. And they are now going to have Andrew Whitworth and Deion Dawkins, were basically the two people that spearheaded this. They're going to have the Protector of the Year award that's going to reward an offensive lineman each and every year. So I think that was pretty good. So the big fellas up front, now you got something to play for. Not only Lombardi Trophy, not only to protect your quarterback, not only get a big contract, but now you go get a Protector of the Year award. Hey, Stu, are you interested, by the way, in playing in this kickball tournament this year? So I got to tread lightly on this because I know there's some sensitivity around here because EJ had a torn patella tendon last time that I threw out this idea. And we got like a station team. I'm not doing a station team this year because I don't want to ask Maggie and Perloff and EJ again. Probably some PTSD, honestly.
I'm sure there is.
For EJ. I don't know. Maybe you want to have maybe EJ's tough and he wants to have like the return to the moment. You know, go back to the site and right a wrong. So I haven't really asked anyone here at the station. And I'm starting, you know, we're about a month away to the kickball tournament, Deion Dawkins charitable kickball tournament. I'm going to be a part of that. And I'm going to be forming a team. And, you know, actually, we are, let me just see here. We're exactly a month away. It's on June 21st. And May 21st is today. So we're a month away. Would you be interested in playing in the kickball tournament?
I think I would. Okay. Last year was the weekend after, I believe, and that's my mom's birthday weekend. So
yeah, they changed the date this year just for that, I heard.
Okay, perfect. I'm glad. I'm in.
So you would be interested?
Yes.
Okay.
I would.
I will get in contact with you, obviously, off the air about this. Azarm, would you want to play in a kickball tournament in North Jersey?
I would.
You're a soccer guy, too. Yeah. We could use you.
Yeah.
And you got some athleticism.
Yeah. Right,
but that, like, is that one of those things that you're just going to tell me yeah to my face and I'm going to go to ask you to be like, oh, I can't actually do it?
I haven't played kickball since I was probably like 13, but okay. Yeah, I would be down.
So I will put you on the short list and I will get in contact. Like, I'm not even going to ask Samter because Samter's going to be the guy that's be like, yeah, I'm definitely going to come, and then he's going to bail. Like, let's just be real. Should I ask anyone else around here? Boyle?
Boyle would be good.
There's a lot of I feel like he just has a lot of testosterone, right? He would just be kicking that ball really far. He'd be going nuts.
Why not Hickey?
I will ask Hickey. Hickey's weird. Hickey just likes to hang out like here.
He's a pickleball guy now.
Yeah, it may be too bougie for us, honestly. And honestly, I think that hair hike could slow us down maybe while running to first, especially if it's a windy day or something like that. I'll ask Hickey. Because right now, we need at least 10 to play. So we need 10 to play. And when I did my early scouting for this so far, 1, 2, 3, 4, I have 5 commitments, definitely yes, but no one knows really any of those people. All right, if we could get Stu, if we could get Azarum, and then maybe Hickey and Boyle, I think that's pretty solid. Should I ask EJ?
I mean, I don't know.
He's just recovering from he's still going to PT, right?
I believe he is.
He's still going to PT?
As of a few weeks ago, maybe like
it
a month ago.
A year ago.
I know. It's a bad injury. I know.
Patella tendon is that long to recover? Like, I've seen guys tear their ACLs and come back quicker. You know, and
I think
rupture their Achilles
worse.
And come back.
I think the patella tendon and Achilles are like in that same neighborhood.
Well, EJ's no Aaron Rodgers then. Like, Aaron Rodgers had the ruptured Achilles and he was like threatened to come back like 4 days later or something like that. So maybe EJ doesn't go through the same Zen methods as Aaron Rodgers.
I think you should call Maggie and Perloff and broach that question to EJ.
So it's actually a long day. Like, you got to play like 4 or 5 games. It's a tournament. Perloff didn't have the stamina for it, and once Maggie saw the injury to EJ, she checked out.
She was out, yeah.
Maggie's husband was like Pele, though, in this thing. Was phenomenal. He's a good soccer player. He was good with kickball. He's a big soccer player. I think he played in college soccer. He was really good. He had a golden boot. You know, he was phenomenal. All right, anyway, Thunder take game one last night. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander dominated. I know people are freaking out because he's drawing all these fouls. Even if he took away all of his made free throws, the Thunder still would have won. Anthony Edwards got to show up. That's the bottom line. He took one shot in the fourth quarter, and he had no points. Like, how do you have no points in the fourth quarter? I really think that series, is all going to come down to game two. If the Thunder win game two up 2-0, I know that you still haven't gone and played a game yet in Minnesota. I'd be very surprised if the Minnesota Timberwolves then would go win that series. And I picked Minnesota going in. But this is all on the line in game two. If Minnesota ties it up, we have a series. If not, if this gets a 2-0, the Thunder are just the best team in the league right now. And Anthony Edwards, he's got to show up in the fourth quarter. You are that good. You can't only take one shot and have 0 points in the fourth quarter. You got to be on that stat sheet in the fourth quarter. Now, Michael Malone, the former coach of the Nuggets. So we'll play this for you. This was from 2 months ago when he was still coaching Nikola Jokic, even though he still hated Calvin Booth at that time. He loved Nikola Jokic, and he was making the case for Nikola Jokic to win the MVP. Let's play that. That is Michael Malone from 2 months ago.
If you didn't know that Nikola won 3 MVPs, and I put player A and player B on paper, and you had no idea that the guy who's averaging a triple-double, the guy who's top 3 in the 3 major statistical categories, things that no one's ever done, he wins the MVP 10 times out of 10. And I get it. Like, it's different for everybody. Like, you know, MVP, what it means for you might be different for what it means for Sean. Cool. And again, I'm not like, I will never negative recruit. Like, Shea is not a good player, great player. And if he wins it, I'll actually, you know what, clap my hands and be happy for him because he's such a great guy who's a great player and who's good for this game. So it's not Nikola versus Shea. For me, it's me promoting my guy because I know what he means to this game. And when you look at it from a historical perspective, he's doing things that no one's ever done.
And now let's hear Michael Malone last night, who's serving as an analyst for ESPN with the Western Conference Finals. This was him last night talking about SGA and the MVP.
Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, he showed why he's the MVP. He took over in the second half, did so in a very efficient manner, and put the team on his back when they needed him to do so.
So people have a problem with this? He was so outspoken when he was the coach of the Nuggets 2 months ago, and now people think, oh, Nikola Jokic got him fired, so he's saying SGA is the MVP. Now, they're announcing the MVP at some point today. I don't think they've done it yet. Does anyone think that Nikola Jokic is actually going to win? Like, I really think it's going to be SGA. That's what everyone's saying.
I feel like he said that because he knows.
So I don't know if that's the case, but I think he's just being an analyst. Like, hey, that's why he's the MVP, right? Like, everyone's saying, to your point, that he is the MVP, even though it's not official. Maybe he does know. But he showed tonight why he's the MVP. And also, they just beat the Denver Nuggets, too. And also, I never get... We always make the MVP case in the postseason. It's a regular season award, too. But I have no problem with what Michael Malone said. I know people are taking that. Oh, he's just annoyed. If he was still coach of the Nuggets, he wouldn't say. Of course he wouldn't say that. But he's no longer the coach of the Nuggets. Does that mean he dislikes Nikola Jokic? I don't think so. I don't even know if Nikola Jokic got him fired. Ultimately, why Michael Malone is out of a job right now is him and Calvin Booth couldn't coexist. And the owner was sick and tired of hearing from both of them just bitch and complain. So he said, we're going to get rid of both of you. And that was that. So I think a lot of people are making nothing out of what Michael Malone said last night, or a whole lot out of what I thought was really nothing. All right, it is Zach Gelb show on the Infinity Sports Network. Hot Take Hickey will join us in studio next. We'll see what he is going to be raving about. But first up with the latest sports flash, here's Zach. And it's time to ask the pros, where you ask the listener, where you the listener gets to ask us a question. Brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Simply tweet your question at @INSportsHeader, at Zach Gelb, using the hashtag #AskThePros. Be listening later in the show; we might answer your question. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs, and get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. A show that I still don't know the name for, but supposedly it's on from 2 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time on Sundays. Is hosted by Ryan Hot Take Hickey. I think. The Hot Take Hickey Show should be the name of it. And you could also hear Ryan Hickey throughout the week with Writer Than You, as he is the executive producer with Bill Ryder from 10 a.m. to noon Eastern Time. Do we have a new name for the show?
We do. It is very original, very different.
The you Ryan ready? Hickey Show?
The Ryan Hickey Show.
Okay.
I was hoping to have something
more. Do we have
more,
imaging for it, actually?
In the process of building.
Okay. Can I just give you a little advice here?
Sure. Always open.
You opened the show last week.
Mm-hmm.
And you said, folks, I lied to you. I told you you were going to have new imaging and a new show name, and we don't.
That's right.
Just do the show.
Well, I want to be honest. I don't want to. I made a false promise. I could not keep 2 years ago, or 2 weeks ago, I should say, that I'm not afraid. You know me. I'm not afraid to give my opinion, but I'm also not afraid to, when I'm wrong, put my hand up and say, I got it wrong. I got it wrong. Just keep it real. If I want to call people out,
you can be a weasel a little bit.
I think they expect... the same from me. That's all.
You could be a weasel a little bit. Sometimes you get stubborn when you're wrong and you won't admit that you're wrong. Let's not act that you're always putting
your hand up and you say that you're wrong. I think there's some ambiguity. It's not always black and white. There's some gray there where I can maybe have some ground still to hold on to.
Yeah.
But if I'm wrong, I will be wrong. This case, it's either it's ready or it's not. It was not ready. I was wrong.
Do you need my credit card information or you just prefer cash?
Four.
The rent that I have in your cabeza?
There we go.
Oh, my God.
For what?
I got a few tweets over the weekend, and I tuned in, and the tweets are basically about supposedly how you were saying, can you sit still? What are you doing with this microphone?
I'm just moving it up a little bit.
You're like moving everything around. It's messing up my headphones and everything.
Messing up the shot, everything.
Like, calm down.
Oh, really? Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Sit still. Okay. Jeez.
All right.
I know you're on the hot seat because you're afraid about what I'm about to say, but calm down. But you noticed... Finally, it's taken you a long time. It's like you're almost like on a 10-second delay that your mushing powers are legitimate.
Well, I'm still not buying into it. I would still characterize everything as more a coincidence and good timing.
Well, you said the Celtics were definitely going to beat the Knicks, and the
That's
Knicks
right.
had no shot.
That's right.
And then you said the Warriors had zero shot in Game 7 up against the Rockets.
That's right.
So those two things were what made you realize how much of a mush you were.
I would say more coincidence that, you know, I said something and the opposite
don't
happened.
Don't backtrack here. Don't, no, that's not what you said.
I'm not backtracking.
I'll pull the audio.
I'm not backtracking.
Mr. I like to say when I'm wrong, I put my hand up. You just lied right there. You lied.
There's no, what do you mean
you're
lying?
You're
I said
liar.
It's a coincidence. I predicted
Big, fat
something
liar.
And the prediction went the wrong way. The opposite way.
Quick question for you.
Uh-oh.
Because we actually somewhat value your athletic ability around here.
Oh.
Slim pickings. And also, last time I asked a lot of people around here, EJ tore his patellar tendon. Alex's arm says he's in. Stu says he's in. Do you want to play kickball with us on June 21st in Deion Dawkins' charity kickball tournament, a part of my team?
Wow.
It's Saturday.
I am well aware of the date. I have a prior commitment. I cannot do it.
What's your prior commitment? It's your mother's birthday or something?
No. No, it is not. It's something similar.
I'd rather not. Are you engaged?
No.
Oh.
I am not.
Azarmed? Is that what it is?
Wait, what?
Everyone thinks you're getting engaged now because Azarmed literally laughed and said, that's what I thought as well. Are you?
I might be.
Oh, my God. Wait. Oh,
I'm kidding. God. I'm not.
I would feel so terrible if that was the truth. You have a prior commitment?
I do have a prior commitment. I'd love to be there.
But you don't want to talk about.
I do not want to talk about.
Okay. Is it like a personal issue?
I wouldn't say issue. It's a personal...
Is there something to celebrate?
I don't know yet.
Oh,
maybe.
Okay. Gotcha. Man, I really hope your girlfriend's not listening.
Maybe he's celebrating a new show name.
Month away, Stu.
What's her last name?
My girlfriend?
Oh, yeah. You won't have to say them there. Maybe you have to change your name to Ryan, whatever her last name is, show.
Well, that would not be good right now because if I were, that person's name's in the news a lot, not for right now the right reasons.
What do you mean?
Well, if I was to change my name to her last name, it'd be Ryan Clark. Ryan Clark's in the news for some not, I would say, not great reasons right now, or maybe an argument
that I
want to stay far away from. I do not want to be dragged in that mud.
You know what? It's funny. I forgot that was your girlfriend's last name is Clark.
That's right.
And yeah, you would be Ryan Clark.
That would not go well.
You'd be running around the studio.
A
Who's
lot of people
everyone's dating? What's their skin color?
Jump into that pool, that cesspool. I will say I am running away.
Oh,
no, thank you.
I jumped in the other. I thought he was a clown.
No, thank you.
He made it was a basketball play. And he made it into, RG3 married a white woman, so he's never talked to a black woman before. So therefore, he doesn't know what black women go through. And that's crazy to me. And then it came out, I didn't even know this yesterday when I was talking about it, that Ryan Clark, I guess his first kid, he had with a white woman. So it's like, what are we doing here?
All of this, by the way, from a take foul.
Yes!
In a WNBA game on a Saturday.
The dumbest thing.
I felt bad for Caitlin Clark.
You feel bad for her?
She commits a basketball play, and this, like, she's not impacted. I get it,
yeah.
But it's like she breathes, and all of a sudden now, like, there's like these think pieces about like everything. It's crazy.
And also, not only that, Angel Reese, what Robert Griffin's comment was, she hates Caitlin Clark. All right, maybe hates a strong word, but like, is that far off?
No.
She doesn't like Caitlin Clark.
Clearly. And that's
She's
fine.
She's jealous of Caitlin Clark.
There are plenty of players that legitimately hate each other. Jimmy Butler is celebrating it, said, I hate Dylan Brooks. I hate him.
I love it.
That is
he says he hates Bun Brooks.
Fine. That's great. We want the hate. We want the drama.
Oh, there's a theory in the YouTube chat about why you're not going to be available to play kickball on June 21st.
Okay, what's that?
They said, is Hickey expecting a child?
No.
Okay.
I am not.
Because
I'm not ready for fatherhood right now.
There was Pretty Daddy on the Writer Than You show. You replaced Pretty Daddy, so people are wondering, Two-Tone Tony, maybe you're becoming a daddy.
I am not. No, I can barely take care of myself right now, let alone take care of someone else.
You and the kid, though, would have similar diets, though.
True. Peanut butter and jelly.
Yeah, peanut butter and jelly.
You know, pasta every day, pretty easy to make. So that's true. Make just dinner for two instead of one.
Knicks, what's the prediction?
Knicks in seven. I think it's gonna be a tough series.
So you don't really believe in the Knicks?
See, why can't I say I think the Knicks are gonna win this series, but also at the same time say it's gonna be a tough series.
So 100% I agree. You're 100% right, but I know how you predict. You're like all or nothing. You don't usually go seven.
Yes, no. That's, I could say there are some cases where I say what I believe.
Ryan.
I think this is going to be a very close series.
Ryan, you are the same person that anytime the Mets make a little run or the Rangers make a little bit run, you're all in. They're going to destroy the Dodgers. They're going to destroy the Panthers. They're going to destroy the Lightning. Those are things that you say. I don't think you're that confident.
I've also said, no. I tell it how it is. And I think this is going to be a tough series. I think both teams are neck and neck. The Pacers are better than last year. The Knicks are healthier and better than last year.
I think the
Pacers
Knicks
are playing
six.
Really good basketball. I hope they're winning four. I think it's going to be back and forth, drag it out, seven-game series. They get revenge at home game seven that they couldn't do last year and go to the finals.
How about Anthony Edwards last night? Big zero in the fourth quarter.
Not great. I mean, the ankle injury I'm sure had a little bit to
do
with it.
Who'd you pick in that series?
Thunder in six, Knicks in seven.
Okay.
Like the Wolves are good. And they're obviously going to need Anthony Edwards to step up. They're also going to need to hit their threes.
The series
going
on the line
15
in game
of
two.
51 is unacceptable.
Yeah.
It's unacceptable.
Series on the line in game two. If the Thunder go up 2-0, they're not losing that series.
Probably.
Tush push. Where did you stand on that?
I am glad it is still alive.
Oh, wow.
I think it's ridiculous that it should be banned because one team perfected it. No one else can do it. No one else has to stop it. Like, it will probably be banned eventually. But, like, it does set a precedent of, well, what else can be banned? If you can't stop it, let's ban it. Like, where does the ball roll from here?
Mm-hmm. Can I ask you a question? Does your girlfriend, when you're on the radio, does she listen to you?
No. She's usually working or sleeping.
So, like, when you were working with me, did she ever listen to us?
6 to 10, probably not usually.
Okay. When you work with Bill, does she listen to Bill?
No, because she's working.
And you on Sunday, she doesn't listen at all?
Not really. It's like the novelty's worn off. She used to listen in the beginning.
Okay.
Now we've been dating a long time.
She's like, I can't listen to this guy's takes anymore.
I mean, we watch sports when I'm at home now. So she has enough of me. So
I felt a little bit bad with what I was throwing out there for June 21st.
Well, It's not that, so we don't have to.
Okay,
we don't have to worry about.
Gotcha.
It.
I felt bad.
That's okay. It's okay.
I don't want you to be bad or anything.
No.
If you're gonna be mad at me, I want you to leave and be like, "Oh, Gelb's just trolling me for one of my wrong predictions, not ruining what could be a joyous day for you."
No.
So who in your family has an event on June 21st? Because you guys have like 9,000 family members.
My birthday is actually that weekend. Well, that Tuesday, Monday.
Oh no, you're June 24th. June 24th.
So. I'm hoping to go to Mets game, fingers crossed.
But you can't get tickets?
Well, just, you know, weather, people want to go. You know.
It's your birthday. Why don't you put your foot down and hey, we're going?
Well, I'm not going to force people. If they don't want to go, I'm not going to go, it's my birthday, because then they're going to be there miserable, and then I'm miserable because they're miserable. Then I feel bad that I dragged them there when they don't want to be there. That's my worst. That is one of my nightmares.
Our buddy Dan Silverman. Did he hit you up, Dan Silverman?
Did he hit me up? I don't have my phone.
He wanted me to go to his birthday this year.
I didn't get invited.
It was a suite at the Mets game, and you had to put down like just the ticket cost, and then he would go get the food and the booze. But I politely declined.
Wow,
we're neighbors.
We played pickleball at the same court, and Dan didn't invite me. Jeez,
how's your pickleball game, by the way?
Average.
You like play like a 6-year-old lady. She beating you?
It depends. Probably not. I think I could beat her now.
Okay.
The old folk, they are very good. They're Do not sleep.
Yeah, I'm not.
It's not a game of strength.
But you post
even
a lot
mobility.
About pickleball. I thought
I'm
you'd
playing.
Be good.
I'm trying to get in the midseason groove here. It's tough.
Do the Knicks win tonight, or am I just wasting my money going to this game?
They win tonight.
Oh, boy.
Lock it up.
You got to be right eventually. You got to be right.
Yeah. Sure, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I hope I'm right. I hope I'm right. I'm due. I am due. Knicks in seven, I am due.
You've been due for 4 years.
Once in a while, we get things right.
Once in a while.
Eagles Super Bowl.
It's only when you say there's a 0% chance. That's when I really investigate on the hex.
Well,
that's where that's I really fair. Do the
There's been some definitive times that, you know.
Like the Knicks, you saying the Knicks winning in seven to me doesn't qualify as me like investigating the hex. You get that wrong, I won't use
So if it's
against.
Pacers in seven, am I, if it's Pacers no. in four, am I screwed?
No, no.
Okay.
Well, subject
so this is a pressure hex-free series prediction is what you're saying.
It's always hex-free for me. You don't acknowledge the hex even though you do and then you lie to me that you didn't. 2 weeks in a row, you lied to me, by the way.
I'm not lying.
Last week, you lied to me about something.
What did I lie about?
No, why you missed the show. You were very about
no, it was,
having a 2 o'clock rehearsal dinner.
Bologna. That's when the buses left.
2 o'clock rehearsal dinner, my ass. We're coming on back. We're doing a flag football draft for the Olympics. Zach Gelb Show, Infinity Sports Network.